Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right, welcome to another edition of Red, White, and Blues. This is a program dedicated to the genre of music known as the blues. This show is all blues and is nothing but blues. We discuss history, songs, artists, instruments, and anything pertains to the blues, as long as it's all blues and nothing but the blues. I'm Johnny Cox. I'm your host for today's program. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. I think I have a good show today. We always have a good show, as long as we have some good blues music. And the less I talk and the more music played, the better it is, in my personal opinion anyway. Today we're going to start off with, we're going to feature three artists today. We're going to start off with Mr. Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. Very popular young blues artist today. I still think he's in his early 20s. Down from Clarksdale, Mississippi, down in the 662. I think that's Robert Johnson's hometown, if I'm not mistaken. And he's keeping the Delta Blues alive. He's keeping the tradition alive. He's a wonderful guitarist, a wonderful vocalist, and a very underrated songwriter. Well, let's jump right into the good music here. Here is Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, and Believe These Blues.
As time keeps ticking, as long as people have to cry, when I see loved ones leaving, singing last goodbyes, I believe these blues are never gonna die. When I see bad things happen to good folks every day, children going hungry with nothing on their plates, I believe these blues won't ever go away. People try to end their troubles by drinking whiskey down, but I believe these blues will always be enough can play my song. And I believe these blues will go on and on and on. We'll be right back.
there is Christone Kingfish Ingram. I Believe These Blues. Fine young guitarist from Clarksdale, Mississippi. One thing I noticed about him is I watch videos of him and I read interviews about him. He's not dedicated to any one brand or model of guitar. I said he played Les Pauls, Strats, Flying Vs, Tellys, big ES-335, big hollow body guitars. It doesn't matter. And the old saying goes, the right guitar for the right song. And I'm glad to see him doing that. He's not, just all in on one brand like I am. Maybe that's my fault. But then again, I'm not Kingfish. And, we think about this young man. His debut album went straight to number one on the blues charts. Grammy nominated for Best Traditional Blues Album. And then in the blues category, he's been nominated how many times? 10 times. And won all 10. And he's only 24 years old. And he sticks to the tradition of the blues and keeps it alive. And it's really good to see that. I like to see these young guys, really keeping the blues alive. And here's a cover of Ray Charles, one of my favorite Ray Charles songs, Hard Times. We played it a few weeks ago on my piano show. And here's Hard Times. Here's Kingfish's rendition of Ray Charles.
Talking to my neighbors, listening to my friends. Everybody's hurting. When's it gonna end? Hard times. I'm talking about hard times. If it wasn't for my woman, I believe I lose my mind. Price is going up down at the dollar store. Things we used to buy, we can't buy no more. Hard times. I'm talking about hard times. If it wasn't for my woman, I think I'd lose my mind. Better find a better way. Doomsday's round the corner. Gonna be some hell to pay. Hard times. Talking about in hard times. If it wasn't for my baby, I believe I'd lose my mind.
Hard Times, Christone Kingfish Ingram. Now, he's from the heart of the Delta right there in Clarksdale, Mississippi. And that song right there, you think about it, straight acoustic, probably a copper slide from a piece of copper pipe. That song could have easily been recorded in 1945. That's just the heart of the Delta blues right there. Wonderful to see that man keeping the tradition going. And blues is ever changing, but it's cyclical. Hey, I learned that word the other day. It comes back around. It always does. And here's another cover. if you're going to cover B.B. King, you got to cover B.B. King's most famous song ever. And that has to be The Thrill Is Gone. Here is Kingfish, The Thrill Is Gone by B.B. King.
Thrill is gone. Said the thrill is gone away. Thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away. Although you done me wrong, baby, you'll be sorry someday.
Kingfish, The Thrill Is Gone, his interpretation of B.B. King's number one hit, and quite an interpretation that was. Very different, but very good. Hey, don't go away. We'll be right back with some Tab Benoit. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio, 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.